Now, there's a lot to be excited about when it comes to this opportunity, but I also want to talk briefly about the downside, which is still kind of very exciting. You know, it's really a two-sided coin here. But there is sort of a downside to this incredible, crazy, bizarre opportunity that we presented with, because you were basically about to put on the mecha suit of a six-figure software engineer, okay? So you're going to buddy up with the top coding AI on the planet, and you can kind of consider this like almost as if it was your first day as an intern, and you are in an office with maybe 3 to 5 engineers who are extremely skilled and have infinite patience, and you are the CEO's son, okay? So you've been told, or rather they've been told, that you are the son of the CEO. If they put a foot wrong, if they don't help you, then, you know, they're all going to be fired the next day. They're all really nice guys. They all really want to help you. And so you can imagine that is going to be a phenomenal place for you to learn and for you to start doing things. That's basically what we're going to be doing, is buddying up with this team who are there to kind of help us. And bear in mind that this is something that, you know, I have historically paid thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars to do, and, you know, haven't really talked about it because I never felt confident that my customers, with respect, would easily be able to do this, or would even have the inclination or the interest to do this. And so there was never kind of a motivation for me to go and break down all of this. But now the AI can do it, and so now I can tell you exactly how you can do it too, using the AI to do it. But there is a catch, which is there is still some learning curve and some time involved in this, okay? And so even with the AI doing everything, you are going to have to copy-paste some intimidating code. Now, you are going to be copy-pasting. You are not going to write a single line of code. You are not going to be editing code. I am not going to teach you anything about code. You will just understand the broad structure of what's going on. And then the AI will be given a specification, you know, a prompt, which I will give you. You will edit it and brainstorm some additional ideas and tweak it slightly, use a few other tools. But fundamentally, you're not going to be doing any coding. You are just going to be copying, pasting. But because you're not going to understand it in the same way that, you know, I don't understand it either, really, it is going to look intimidating, okay? You're also going to have to download some software tools that you don't understand. You won't really know what the tools are. If someone was to say, why do you use this tool instead of this one? You'll just say, I have no idea. Chris told me to do it. He doesn't know. Someone told him to do it. And the person that told him was an AI, okay? It is that crazy. Also, the AI that we are going to be using does limit your usages. So it's going to limit the number of chats you can have. And, you know, we're going to have to work in batches, basically. So we're going to be working in blocks of a few hours at a time, which is probably actually a good thing, because it's good to kind of, you know, do this in a few hours. I've been finding myself building these software tools in the evening when everyone else in the house has gone to bed, the kids have gone to bed. You know, the house is kind of quiet, and I have a few hours just to sit down with me and the AI and build some software tools. If I didn't have my existing businesses, I didn't have my agents that I'm just as excited about, and I'm actually going to be doing some agents that will automate all of this, by the way, in the future. But for now, you know, this is still incredibly, incredibly quick, even without the agents. If it wasn't for all of that, I would probably just be doing this AI coding, and this would be all the time working on, okay? But, you know, at the moment, the way I do it is I do it in batches, and it's probably best for you to do it that way anyway. So all of this is going to seem a bit scary, okay? It's all going to seem new. You are going to be learning lots and lots of new skills. You are still just going to be copy-pasting. You are not going to be writing any code whatsoever, but you are going to be going outside your comfort zone, using some new tools and doing some new things, okay? But, you know, this is what growth looks like. Growth is new. It is different. It is something that you have not been exposed to before. This is how we learn. This is how we grow. And here we're going to be doing it with the, you know, in the easiest way possible, because we're going to be using the most powerful AIs and essentially just copy-pasting. That is what you're going to be doing. And if something goes wrong, you're going to ask the AI, and the AI will tell you what to do to fix the thing that's gone wrong. And so you are just going to be a data entry clerk for the world's most powerful AI agent, okay? But it is going to be new, it's going to be different, And as, you know, intimidating as that is, it also is very, very exciting. So with all that said, thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.